Hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. I don't know who I'm stealing that from, but whenever you're listening, I do appreciate it. I'm so pissed off. I just had a really great start about 15 minutes in, real natural to an episode, and then realized that I still had my stupid Warzone game on, so I could faintly hear the noise in the background. And like an idiot, I didn't check to see if that had picked up on the audio or not. And I just did when I stopped, but I'm annoyed when I have to like break up and clip things together to edit. So I just am like, fuck it, I'll just start over. We'll do that. And so I'm just gonna air it out and say that I really don't even want to be recording this episode. So truthfully, if you're listening and you don't really want to be bummed out, I would suggest not tuning in and listening to this episode. There's going to be some lighthearted moments in there for sure, but something has happened recently in the last couple of days where it's affected my mental health pretty good. I don't know if I want to go into detail with it. It's really not like a big deal or anything. It's just like with me, I feel like I overshare a little bit too much on this. And it's one of those things where it's just something that is just, really isn't super important to maybe share on this exact episode right now while I'm kind of dealing with it. But I am extremely down. I've had a very rough couple days. Overall, I've had a very rough like couple like 2 months, but there were a lot of great times filled in that 2 months up until just recently. Like I said, I got kind of bodied by life and circumstance back to back. But I'm drinking chamomile tea to get ready for bed. I love you, Mom, is the cup that I have from my mother. And because we're somewhat healthy from time to time, it's just something to sip on while I record this episode before I go to sleep and lay down where I go to watch an episode of The Office or whatever, an episode or two before I eventually pass out. And so Gret is gone. RIP. She's not actually dead. She just moved to Austin with her boyfriend. So that's super exciting. Her and I, we broke the lease. We hate the management here at this place. I'll air it out like shortly before I move out, or when I move out, I'm gonna try to make like maybe a funny video, kind of bash this place because it flows, and the people that run it are fucking idiots. So, besides the point, best of luck to her in Texas. She'll be back in like a month or whatever to finish like getting her stuff. So yeah, now it's me holding it down by myself, which going into this was gonna be super dope, and then given the circumstances now, it's a little bit. It's a lot of bit less sick to be chilling here on my own because I normally do very good on my own. But given the circumstances, obviously, it's just a lot tougher and it feels like I'm almost like in my own prison because it's just me, myself, and I just hanging out after work, basically. And so, it's just been weird, dude. And truthfully, like I said, I looked back today when I was glancing to see when I last recorded. It was like sometime in May. I was supposed to have my buddy from the Netherlands on for an episode like a month or so ago, maybe now. And I'm super excited to still have him on, but I was excited to have him on. We met up, we got logged on, and then something was happening with Zoom where it was limiting me to 40-minute meeting times. Unless I upgraded to like pro, which I'd be paying for Zoom per month, and I'm not gonna ever hopefully pay monthly for Zoom. Like you got me fucked up. You could pay yearly too or whatever, but I'm not gonna pay for Zoom. I'm sorry. And so I just put a huge wrench in it, and because I like to run for like an hour, especially with a guest, usually over that, but. Something happened where I didn't even get a full 40-minute meeting. It limited me to like a 10-minute meeting. So him and I caught up and then it kicked us out. And then I don't know how quickly we could get back in. So we just tried to reschedule and it's been taking forever. But one thing that Pat McAfee is like a huge inspiration of mine. I listen to his show every day, and I'm re-listening to his Bustin' the Boys episode now, and he's talking about just being consistent. And that's like the one, that's like the way you're going to make it like in this business. And I haven't been consistent, and I apologize to the people that if anyone does rely on this podcast, like I do on so many to get me like through my days, like literally like your mom's house, fucking Theo Von's podcast, Chris DeStefano's podcast, like old ones, like Joey Diaz, and then a bunch of clips from Joe Rogan, stuff like that. Just people that help me through the day. So I get it. If anyone, I doubt it, but like I said, who knows? If any, this helps anyone, I apologize for being so inconsistent, but it's so tough because to sit down and to dedicate like an hour to this and then to upload it quickly, it really isn't that much work. But for me, I more so like to do it with other people and have other people on and lined up because it usually makes it more fun and keeps it upbeat. I can get serious, of course, with other people, but it's just one of those things where, you know, and I apologize. Like when I do sincerely try to make this funny and like I love riffing when I'm by myself and I love having fun, but truthfully, just like the last few years have been so weird and bizarre and so many weird ups and downs. It's just like usually when I go to record, it's just easier for me to kind of use this as a therapy session. And that might be embarrassing for some people and that might give people like secondhand cringe. But, you know, shit's expensive, dude. And until I'm back on top of my finances, I can't afford it. And that's okay. And so this helps, though. This really does help. And the feedback I get from friends that do tune in and listen has been amazing. Even if they're lying to me, I appreciate the lies. Just very, very sweet stuff that people have told me and have told friends of mine that have been on it and have shared their episodes. I'm just huge, huge, huge shout out to any of my friends that I've had on. Everyone's been amazing. And it's just been fun because this is something that I've wanted to do for years. Like I've said earlier in other episodes, and I just finally have started doing it. Now it's like relatively easy for me to do, but it's tough because there's virtually no turnaround. Like I finally hit over, I think I have 1200 total plays, which I mean, everyone starts at one, you know. I remember when I was getting 1-2 listens an episode and sometimes one of those two were me. And so everyone starts somewhere. Now I get like around 50, which is crazy to think, like, and none of those are me. I don't listen to any of my shit once I put it out. So, like I said, I appreciate everyone rocking with me. And if you listen to this episode and you're in this deep, I would suggest just shooting me a message and shit and just checking in and maybe chatting with me. Cause like I said, things have been real tough this last week. And like I said, maybe I'll kind of, if you stay till the end, maybe I'll talk more about it towards the very end of the episode. But yeah, it's just a very kind of a bleak time right now. And I feel like when I'm sitting here, you know, alone in my apartment, which I've always wanted my own place, I just now I'm realizing like how truly lonely that is. And it literally kind of feels almost like a prison. I come home and then I'm just trying to find things to do to distract myself until I eventually have to lay down and go to bed. And so my schedule usually is I wake up around 3:30 in the morning. I leave for work at around 3:50. I get to work at 4. I start work. I work from 4 to noon. I'll get home and I'll sit and kind of chill out for like a second, then usually get ready and go to the gym. I'll gym for like an hour, hour and a half, come home, start to get dinner ready or like kind of think about dinner, like obviously bathe, sit down, like make dinner, whatever. And then I'll usually game or stream for a few hours on top of that. And then once that's over, I'll usually get off. And that's the good thing about being 2 hours, you know, delayed is when it's getting kind of late for everybody, it's still decently early for me. So I have still some downtime before I have to go to sleep. And so then I'll kind of chill and I'll either study some shit about like editing for just like other shit that I can be getting better at. And I'm just wound up so tight that I'm like burning myself out. Just like, I can't like sit still. Like, you can probably see it in my face. Like, I've literally been up since 3:30 this morning and it's 9:30 now. And so, I mean, you do the math. That's with, you know, getting home, getting a workout in, a half-ass one at that, but normally that's not the case. And then streaming for a little bit, playing video games, and then, you know, making dinner, and then coming here to try to sit down and get this recorded and put up for tomorrow. And I'm starting to ramble and I apologize. Like I said, I have an entire like list of things that I want to kind of breeze by this episode. But like I said, it's just things that are kind of, I'm kind of still just sitting in shock a little bit, kind of stunned, and things just aren't sitting well with me. And so, so then after I'm done with everything and settle down kind of like around 9-ish or like 9-10 o'clock at night, I'll try to go to sleep, and I'll usually fall asleep in between 10 and 11. Then, like I said, I get up at 3:30, and then it's, you know, it's a rat race to get kind of to, and then I start to cycle over again. And my rough plan is just to kind of be really heavy duty on getting content out and being consistent for like the next year, because I plan to be gone from Arizona in the spring of next year. So that's the rough plan. We'll see how that goes. But like I said, we will see. So, I'll just kind of go break down like over the last couple months. So what started happening was, I, like an idiot, I keep forgetting I'm not in my small town anymore. And I'm not even going to listen back to how much of a nightmare that first like part of it was. But if you're still following, thank you. I appreciate it. Hopefully it's a lot smoother than what it just was. Cause like I said, it's just, I'm not having a fun time and I don't even really want to do this right now. And so what happened a couple months ago was, I had started off with, I had a pair of, I don't even know how to say it, if it's Ariat or Ariat, had a pair of boots stolen outside of my apartment. Super annoying. It's my own fault because I keep forgetting that I live in downtown Phoenix, where there's homeless literally probably laying outside of my door or like downstairs in my complex right now somewhere. So that was super annoying, that just annoying and just stupid. But I mean, if someone, they need them, the homeless people probably need them more than me. And there, it was a nice pair of boots that, you know, weren't, They were, I was soaking them outside. That's why, because they were composite. I had a dent in one of the, my right foot. I had a dent. I couldn't even put them on because I got dented. I got stomped on by a calf during a branding in Wyoming. And so I couldn't wear them. And so I was trying to get the insides all soaked through so I could push that dent back out, and someone stole them. So they might not be walking very nice, but hopefully that dent got worked out. So then the heat started rolling in and getting worse and worse. And I work in a shop, an exposed shop with, you know, it's open. And so, I mean, it's just cooking in that bitch, cooking. I'm literally like a steamed piece of chicken in there, just steaming all damn day. And it's such an uncomfortable feeling. I don't know if you guys know this, but when I leave my house at 3:50 in the morning, it's 95 degrees every day at 3:50 in the morning. That's not year round, obviously, but right now. And it's so uncomfortable of a feeling to walk out and have it be 95 degrees at 3:30 AM that I just will never get over that. And it's something that I get. Most people that know me know that like I have a weird temper about like weird ass shit. And that's one of those things that just sets me off. I just get red faced mad because it's 95 degrees and I'm uncomfortable in work jeans and a t-shirt walking outside. And then I will get to the shop. You know, I'm sweating right now because I'm fucking so close to this goddamn window. And my AC unit is not doing its proper job. So in my shop, there's no swamp coolers. There's no AC. There is in the office part, but it's just So we have fans, and like, if you're working in your little area and you're by a fan, it's doable, but man, it is, it's rough. And I'm just, you know, any slight work and you're just sweating buckets, and you're obviously working with your hands and with your body most of the day, cause you're work, it's wood. So that is just tough, and it wears on you. And then trying to work out and then expend more energy after, you know, sweating and then just drinking water all day. It's just like this annoying ass cycle of like, oh my God. But, you know, I enjoy the job enough to keep doing it for now. So we're going to keep seeing like how that goes. And so then another thing that happened after like the heat started going up was I went and golfed, and I don't know if he tunes in or listens, but I broke my buddy's driver whose clubs that I'm borrowing. I just wasn't realizing that I was, as I was leaning down to go like put my ball in the ground, I leaned too hard on the club head and I snapped the driver. Fixable, but just something that didn't even need to happen. Then I'm not sure if I lost this four iron or not. I really have no idea. And so I'll deal with that when I deal with that, but sorry, pal, we will, hopefully we are still friends and you don't hate me forever. What if you ever hear this or we get that figured out. So that was just something that fucked in my head and just made me super paranoid and like nervous. And I just haven't said shit to him yet, like an idiot. And cause I'm a terrible person. And besides that, I'll bring it up to him eventually, I'm sure. But then I was so broke, and I'm kind of dealing with that right now because I go to Tulum next week, and I get paid tomorrow, and I make enough money, and I get a little bit of I have until the end of next week, and then I get paid again, but I'll only be working Monday. So I'll only get paid for Monday's work. And then I have till the end of next week to pay rent. And so I'll have just enough to clear rent and have like a little bit of money to spend in Tulum. And I mean, like, I got to be really tight on my finances when I'm in Tulum, just because. And then things kind of chill out. And then I just got to make sure that I have $1,000 put away to pay the lease break fee to then eventually get out of here and then hopefully enjoy my life a little bit more again. So yeah, I was so broke like 2 months or so ago that I was pulling, and I've still done it where I'm, you know, finding myself in these broke situations where I'm pulling money out of my stupid Acorns account just to be able to stay afloat. And I don't want to like live like that anymore. That's very scary and it's very frustrating, but it's a part of learning, you know, about how tricky finances are and shit. It's wild. And so that was just super rough and tough and just trying to figure that out. Like having to borrow money from people. And then like when I get paid, having to pay those people back is just super annoying. And cause then I go from no money to no money. And then it's just like paycheck to paycheck basically. And that just gets annoying. But thank God for the people that did help me out when I needed the help. And I have so many people that would help me out if I reached out. So I do appreciate that. And hopefully that eventually one day I'll be in a position where I can help people out that are dealing with the same thing. So I don't even know why I'm wearing the headphones. I just realized like I'm not hearing anything through this. So, but I have the fans running like crazy with the portable AC unit running right behind me. So it is kind of nice to have them on just to dampen that sound a little bit, cause that'll make somebody go crazy. But, so let's see. So yeah, the broke and then almost not being able to pay for rent. And then the big killer that happened to me, that was like the most devastating thing besides the thing that recently has just occurred, was we went to Float Salt River a couple months ago, and we had a bunch of stuff in you have these cooler tubes that there's a bin in the middle, shoved in the middle of a tube, and you're able to have a cooler put in there. And then we had a bunch of stuff inside the bin, you know, in the sides and underneath the cooler. And when we were hitting the rapids, someone jumped in that wasn't on their tube and flipped the cooler tube over, and I lost my Ridge wallet, which, you know, those aren't cheap wallets. So I lost my Ridge wallet with all my shit besides my license in it. I lost my $600 360 camera, which was fucking sick. And then I lost my car key fob, and I was one of the two people that drove. So I had three people's shit locked in my car in the parking lot. And this happened right at the beginning of being on the river. So it happened. And since it was right in the rapids, everything flew so fast and was just gone. And there was no one really like near us to shout like, hey, grab our stuff. And like the stuff that I had was heavy. So like, I don't know how well, like my wallet probably didn't float. My camera probably didn't float at all either. And then my keys didn't float either because they had, you know, heavy shit on them. So just super annoying. And so, that happened right at the beginning, right? I then had to just get basically like a, sorry, dude, that sucks. And then my buddy lost his phone. And then like, someone lost like some specific like tanning oil stuff and, just like shit like that. And then it basically was like, damn, that sucks. Like, sorry, dude. And then I just had to eat. I basically lost like $1,000 right there. And then, which stupid for me for bringing it. Yes. But I wasn't the reason that things got flipped over. And so it's just like, if everyone was just in the tubes, none of that would have happened because you go through multiple rapids the rest of the way down the river and we never had any problems after that. And so that was just, of course, that's my luck too, is that would happen to me. If I wouldn't have brought any of those things, the cooler tube would have never flipped. Like that's just how it works for me. And so just getting bodied after bodied after bodied. And I kind of forgot that even happened, but I'm remembering it again. And I'm kind of like getting like super down, just like the shit that I lost. Cause it's just like, it's shit that I don't want to have to rebuy again, but that I want back. Like I want a Ridge wallet again. Like I want my 360 camera back, like that type of shit to where it's like, that's, you know, fucking whatever, $800 or whatever to get both those things back. So hopefully I can find a deal or something or what. I haven't even looked into the warranty of my 360 camera, so I'll have to check and see. But yeah, that was just such a bummer, just getting bodied on that day like that bad. And then we get off the river finally, and I didn't even want to drink, you know. I had a terrible day. The rest of the day was just ruined for me. I was just like, you know, everyone else have a good day, like we'll figure out what the fuck happens when we get off the river, because I lost my keys. And so we get off the river finally, and they have people in the parking lot that can like locksmiths and people that can make you keys. So I had to get help to get paid. I had to pay like $250 just to get a fucking key made for me in the parking lot. And I haven't signed the title over from my buddy yet. So technically it's still my buddy's car that I haven't gotten the title and paid him for to buy the car to make it officially mine. I pay insurance on it, but it's not officially mine. So that was, we were having issues running into it, but the guy was super cool that was helping us out. So we were finally able to get into contact with my buddy, and he was just like, I trust you. Like, you just know that I trust you and that I'm like doing a good thing for you. And I was like, no, dude, I really appreciate it. And yeah. And sorry if I like blank out, like I said, I'm just not having a good time currently. So I apologize. I'm trying to, you know, tough it up. Jesus, I'm so delirious right now. I think the tea is hitting me and making me tired. I'm trying to just grit through it and just get through this episode and get something out to somebody. And like I said, hopefully whoever else is having a shitty time, this kind of helps put things into perspective. And hopefully like some people listen to this and message me and reach out and, you know, support me and kind of cheer me on. Cause like I said, your guy kind of needs it right now pretty bad. And so, yeah, finally got the key and then headed home, and then everyone kind of passed out on the way home. And I just was, you know, hanging out, doing my thing. I was just upset. It was just shitty for the next couple of weeks dealing with that shit. And got that back, got that taken care of, like whatever. I just thank God we were able to get a key made and get inside the car so everyone can get their stuff. And we were able to get into the car because But that was going to be easy. That was the easiest thing to do. It was the getting the key made and then getting approved for it, like, on the spot. That's the tough thing. And so then just recently, like, after things are kind of, like, you know, looking up and there's hope. Saturday, I get this feeling in my gut, and then my mouth gets moist, and I don't ever throw up, and I hate throwing up, and I hardly ever get sick. And so I notice it, and I'm like, wow. I was like, I'm going to barf. And this sharp pain kind of rolls up my stomach. Like, it's going to, like, something's going to come out, and then it settles, and then it's a sharp pain again, like, as it goes to settle back down. I'm like, that sucked, but we got through it, so hopefully don't throw up. It happened again a few more times that night until eventually Sunday morning, I eventually got up in the middle of the night and threw up for the first time, and it was pure black. And I mean, just like black as night, black. And it was also dark in the bathroom, and I was also sweating profusely because of throwing up. And also, so I was nauseous all day Sunday after throwing up that first time. Threw up probably seven times throughout all of Sunday. Terrible, like one of the worst days ever. And so I was just nauseous the whole day. Could barely get water down. Didn't eat all of Sunday. Terrible. And this is right after the shitty thing that had happened to me on Saturday. So, you know, shit sucks, and it's shitty. I have a shitty ass fucking Saturday, a shitty Saturday night. And then besides the sickness, and then obviously with the sickness, and then it's hot as fuck in my apartment because the AC's out again. And I didn't get my portable AC unit to help while they get this main unit fixed. That's another reason why this place is garbage. And so I'm super nauseous, which is the worst thing ever, to just be nauseous. It's so annoying, so bad. Anyone who's been nauseous, like, you know, you just can't do anything. And so super nauseous, threw up like probably seven times on Sunday. I didn't get any food down, hardly got any water down. And so I started to feel a little bit better. I was taking some over-the-counter meds, just trying to, like, get hydrated as much as I could without being able, like, without throwing up again. Feel a little bit better when I go to bed. Wake up at 3 a.m, feeling terrible again. I throw up again at 3 a.m. I have work at 4. And I need every day this week, so I need the money, right? So I wake up, I throw up at 3, and I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me, dude. So throw up at 3, kind of lay back down, get ready for work. One of the hardest things I've ever done, was drive into work that morning. It's only a 9-minute drive to the shop, but it was impossible because of the nausea. And I was like, man, this makes life damn near impossible. Like, I don't know how you women do it, like, when you're ever on your periods or if you're dealing with, like, pregnancy, like, just the nausea that you get. But nausea is the worst. So shout out to y'all, because I would just rather be dead if I'm going to be nauseous again, because I couldn't do a thing. And I was just aggravated because I felt, like, worthless. And especially with the situation, I just was, like, feeling even worse. I was like, of course this would happen to me right after, you know, this shit happens. And so just feeling miserable, feeling terrible for myself, you know, just making it worse. So I go in and I tell my foreman, I'm like, straight up, like, I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I know I came in, but, like, I don't want to call you at 3 a.m. because that's aggressive, even though, like, we don't have a choice because that's what time we work. And if I'm going to call and give a heads up, like, most of the people live a lot further away from the shop than me. So normally they're probably up about that time, where I can kind of get away with it because I live so close for now. But I'm trying, like I said, this tea is kicking my balls. I'm trying to get my train of thought to get the end of the story. And so I just told them, like, I just threw up an hour ago, and I got there and I was so nauseous because of the fucking heat of the shop is so unbearable. That's just the worst thing for you if you're nauseous, is the blaring heat. So I went into the shop bathroom and just stood up like I was gonna throw up in that toilet for about 10 minutes, and I came out, told the foreman, like, hey, I'm so sorry, I threw up an hour ago, I almost just threw up, I can't work today. I was like, I'm so sorry, I gotta head home. I come home, I immediately pass out. And thank God they were able to let me come home. And we don't get PTO, so it's just like, you know what? Fuck it, we ball. But I, like I said, I was so pissed because I needed that money that day. And so I get home, pass out. I wake up at like 7:30 and I throw up again. And at this point, I'm like, there's no choice. I have to go. If I throw up one more time, I'm going to urgent care. And if I went to urgent care, it'd probably put me over like my budget to then where I wouldn't be able to go to Tulum. And so I'd be just like depressed about that because I need to get away, you know, like as of right now, like I need to jump ship. I need to get the fuck out of here for a little bit. And yeah, just miserable. And after I puked at like 7:30 on Monday, you know, the nausea kind of was controlled. It was just slowly going down and down more and more and more and more and more all throughout Tuesday. Finally, Tuesday, I ate a bowl of cereal, but I threw up. And then, no, Monday, I ate a bowl of cereal, but threw up. And then later that night, I was able to get down half of a banana, and that was about it. And so, just terrible. And woke up Tuesday morning. Didn't feel, I still wasn't 100%, but I had to grit through work on Tuesday. And there were, I think, one or two times where I overworked myself because like we're sweating so bad. We're sweating so bad in that shop. And so, and we're working hard. And so there were twice where I had to like go stand in the bathroom just to make sure I didn't throw up. And then once I got through Tuesday, I was pretty good. And the rest of the week wasn't that bad. I can still feel like the lagging of like the dehydration. But, you know, we're getting back and we're getting kind of back that. So then Tuesday, I think I went to the gym and I had like a really good gym session. So I was like, okay, I think I should be all right. So, yeah. So then, like I said, yeah, while I was sick, the AC was fucking out. So there's nothing worse than trying to go to bed while you're nauseous while it's hot as fuck in your apartment. And then finally got the portable unit for the meantime while they fix this main line. And this thing was a fucking lifesaver. Like I damn near slept like right over top of it just to be able to breathe. Cause just, you all know how it goes. Sweating while sleeping is just not ideal. But yeah, dude. I might talk to people about it individually. Like I said, it's not that big of a deal. It's just like, it's a personal thing that, and you know, shit happens and you move on type of deal. And it's just, it's weird because you have a connection with a dope person and you go from talking like throughout the day, every day, communicating to just it getting cut off. And then you go through this weird phase of noticing just like the communication just slowly dying off until it eventually is completely dead off. And then it's just like, yep, this is weird and I'm uncomfortable. And then that's what it is. And so, trying to think what time. So yeah, it's going to be a shorter episode. Like I said, I'm sorry. I can't do anything but apologize. Like I said, it's probably one of my worst episodes. I didn't really even want to do it, but I had to get something out there, at least like an update or something to give you guys something and to give the people something, because I do want to stay consistent on this. And I am sorry. I just wish things were a little bit more lighthearted. Yeah, just in a real shitty place right now, honestly. Emotionally kind of took a toll on me today and over the last couple of days, but today was the worst. Today was a day where I kind of finally broke down, and it wore on me like, to that point where I was like, yeah, this is, I let it kind of win a little bit. And so, yeah, just, it's just a part of life, and that's what sucks. Just one of those things where it is tough, but I mean, I get the circumstances. I do get it. I probably won't go into like specifics of the circumstances, but you probably have a pretty good gist of what it is now from just listening to that last stupid spiel that I just did. But yeah, unfortunately that it is what it is. That's life. And things aren't always going to go your way, you know? And that's just one thing that I keep constantly learning on this like weird journey of me doing these podcasts and me like working on videos and stuff is, you know, I thought if things weren't going to work out, you know, I would still, it'd be easier this time around if things weren't going to work out with somebody, because I have this and I have the stream. And to tell you the truth, that's just not real. It's still weighing on me extremely heavy. I know I've said it 1,000 times, but it sucks. It sucks. And it's got a grip on me right now. So it's one of those things where, you know, I got to wear it and my head might drop for a second while I'm dealing with it. But, you know, you got to pick yourself back up and keep your chin up and wear it. And it is what it is. And I know it's such a shitty thing. And like, it's so annoying. It's so annoying hearing this. I have such great friends that have helped me out. Like, shout out, I talked to Jason today. He was great. I texted a few friends for some advice and for help. They were all great. I talked to one of my good girlfriends last night, gave me her and her roommate gave me a lot of sound advice. And yeah, dude, I'm trying to see like how I can salvage this episode. It's just like, do what you want to do. And, you know, it's so cliche and so dumb, but like, do what you want to do. And like, that's how you should be living life anyway. Why am I always so worried about people judging me doing this when I'm not bothering anybody by doing this or putting it out, and no one has to listen if they think it's cringe or hate it or don't want to. And it's just like, there's really no buzz around me. Like I'm literally a nobody, like realistically in this space, like streaming wise and podcast wise, like I legit am a nobody. I am trying to like build this up, and like, I love the small little community that I have. Like I said, so blessed and thankful that I can't believe I hit over 1,000 total plays. Like statistically, that's fucking crazy. Like I'm just a small town kid who's kind of funny, who has just been kind of ranting about mental health, like realistically. And like I said, eventually, once I get more of a grip, maybe things will kind of take a better turn and episodes will be a little bit more lighthearted. But I hope a lot of you can relate to this. And like, sorry if you don't like it, but if you don't like it, just don't listen. You know, these will be here if you're feeling down and want to relate, maybe. Yeah, sure, maybe come check it out at a different time. But unfortunately, the down part and the mental health stuff is always a big part of my life right now. And until that's not a thing, and it's going to be hard not to kind of address it and to talk about it. But it's also, like I said, this helps me. Like I can't, therapy is expensive and I'm all for therapy. Don't get me wrong. And counseling, I'm a huge advocate for that. And especially like medications, if they're really needed at the time and stuff like that. So, you know, just, you know, they say that this stuff, that like these worries and stuff are supposed to go away when like you do what you really like love and want to be doing. And, you know, part of that is true, but, you know, even with that, it's like, I don't know. It is, I'm at a rare time where I'm kind of at a loss for words just because of the whole scenario, and that's okay. And I just got to know that like, I am just, these next couple weeks are going to fucking suck straight up, and it's going to be tough and it's going to be awful and it's going to be a drag on my mental health. And that's okay. And that's just what it has to be, unfortunately. And so nothing personal. And I know from the person that it's nothing personal. It's, you know, super dope person and really unfortunate that, you know, things happen the way they happen, but I get it. Still cool with that person. But just the drop of communication is rough. After them being, you know, I'm not going to go into too much. I already like kind of basically aired the whole thing out. Like I said, I didn't know if I really wanted to anyway, but yeah. So with that, I'm beat. If you listen to this, I'm so sorry if it's that bad. But I needed to do something to get something out there. So, yeah, if you listen all the way through to the end, I would appreciate it if you could continue, you know, liking and reviewing this, and give it an honest review too. Don't just, you know, give me a 5-star because we went to high school together and you know me. Like, give me an honest review. And if you have my number, like, text me or like message me on Facebook or whatever. I don't get on Facebook at all ever, but my messenger is up. So, if you're not comfortable texting me, I totally get it. Just shoot me a message. You know, check in with me. And yeah, with that, y'all take it easy. I'll see you in the next one. Hopefully when it's a little bit lighter and a lot better episode. Take it easy.